we have had a region of Uganda which had a long period of instability, a long period of war, 20 years, and we want to address why it is very important for women and girls in northern Uganda to access justice as a way of stabilizing the region.
And why is that?
First of all, they have borne the brunt of the war. People were captured and forced into sexual slavery and married off by rebels. People who are raped lost their children, their husbands, and so on. And they are still bearing the brunt of settling down. So we think that in the process of settling down and reestablishing peace, if you get the women to stabilize and open them channels where they can complain if they have issues with the law, then you create that avenue for stability and eventually for peace.
Are there any laws to protect women now?
The Constitution guarantees equality of both men and women before the law and demands that all laws and customs and traditions that work against the dignity of women are prohibited. So the challenge is to Parliament to put in place the necessary laws to operationalize the provisions of the Constitution. For example, Parliament passed a law against the female genital mutilation. We have had a law which now allows women to have full equality with men with regard to ownership of property, so that the husband cannot just go and sell property without consulting the wife if that's the property over which the family gains sustenance. Yes, there is some progress being made in that field.
Is it difficult to implement those laws?
The government is really committed, and this is happening now.
You do see progress being made?
Yes, I think there is some progress being made. It's slow. People are just coming out of the war. They haven't quite settled down. They have been living in internally displaced camps. They are now beginning to go back to their homes. There are still people with scars of the war, people whose lips were cut, children who have been traumatized. But we can see that people are beginning to settle down, and we can see more and more disputes being taken to the police, more and more disputes being taken to the courts of law. So we think if we can build on that and give the women that sense of stability, we can hope that the rest of society will stabilize.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
We believe if more and more women get to understand their rights, then we will be on the road to full recovery.